Yes, good morning. The two states that you're in, Pennsylvania and Ohio, both of those, I believe the governors and the legislatures have not yet decided whether to opt into the Medicaid expansion now that it's no longer required by Obamacare. Do you have any advice for the legislatures and the governors for these two states on that regard?
Bobby, you want to go ahead?
Sure. You know, we had a conference call with fellow governors, and I would never be presumptuous enough to tell any governor what to do in their state, but I'll tell you what we're doing and why we're doing it. In the state of Louisiana, I've already made it clear a year ago we were not implementing the exchange, and that I made it clear the day of the Supreme Court ruling that we're certainly not expanding Medicaid in Louisiana. And I would certainly share with anybody, not only in Pennsylvania or Ohio, but in any state, why we think that's the right response. First of all, when you look at Medicaid, just in my state, our health departments look at the cost to our state. It costs us $3.7 billion over the first 10 years of actual implementation of the Medicaid expansion to the state taxpayers of Louisiana. Secondly, you're also looking at expanding our Medicaid roles, but you're also talking about taking over 100,000 people out of private insurance and putting them into Medicaid. It is simply, from my perspective, I think it's a huge mistake to put that many new people into this unreformed government-run health care. We're, again, expanding, creating new entitlement programs when we can't afford the ones we've got. This makes no sense. Now, you've heard a lot of Democrats go out there and try to attack me and other Republican governors like Rick Scott and others and Scott Walker that have said this, and indeed they've attacked me on TV saying, oh, look, we're turning down free health care. This is not free health care. This is, everybody needs to understand, we're paying for this with our taxpayer dollars, and that's part of the problem with the Obama administration, the Democratic approach. They want to grow government. You know, many of you may have seen I debated Howard Dean on this topic, and he criticized again the decision not to take these dollars or expand Medicaid as saying that this hurts the GDP. Again, I think this shows the difference between Mitt Romney and President Obama. They view public spending, government spending as growing the economy. We understand those are our tax dollars, and the way you grow the economy is to grow private sector jobs. The best thing we can do to help people get health care is to get them better-paying jobs, and that's not going to happen under President Obama and his economy. So I'm more than happy to make that case to anybody and everybody that doesn't make sense to expand Medicaid. Obviously, every governor will do what they think is best for their states, but in Louisiana, we're not expanding Medicaid. We're not implementing the exchange. We're going to instead focus all of our efforts on electing Mitt Romney and a Republican Senate and repealing Obamacare. But I think this is a very good example of the divide between President Obama and Mitt Romney. They think of economic development in terms of more government spending. Howard Dean himself said, oh, this is a way to grow the GDP. We, you know, Mitt Romney's campaign, the Republicans understand, you don't grow the economy by borrowing money from China to spend on new government programs when you can't afford the ones you've got. You grow the economy by creating private sector good-paying jobs.